In April 1975, a telegram from Columbia University was delivered to our house. It was simple and direct. The Killer Angels had been awarded the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. It was the happiest day of my father's life. Every writer who receives a Pulitzer has the right to expect his career to take an upward course. At the very least, his book should be regarded as a success, either critically or commercially. It was not to be. In this country, in 1975, the Vietnam War was drawing to a close, and the last thing anyone wanted to read was a book about war. Despite the Pulitzer Prize, The Killer Angels drew very little attention, and it simply didn't sell. To my father, it was another crushing disappointment. In the late 1970s, a filmmaker named Ron Maxwell contacted my father about doing a film based on the book. The optimism began again, and my father worked alongside Maxwell for 10 years to try to bring The Killer Angels to the screen. But in Hollywood, as in New York years earlier, no one believed there was an audience for a book about the Civil War. Throughout the 1970s and 80s, my father's health deteriorated. He suffered both from heart disease and the effects of a brutal motorcycle accident. On May 5, 1988, he suffered his second heart attack. It was his last breath. To Ron Maxwell's enormous credit, the filmmaker kept pushing the Killer Angels in Hollywood and finally convinced billionaire Ted Turner to finance the project. The film was shot in 1992 and released as Gettysburg in October 1993. That same week, I received a phone call from the book's paperback publisher, Ballantine Books. The first word I heard was, "Congratulations." Because of the attention generated by the film, The Killer Angels had made the New York Times bestseller list for the first time. In a few weeks, it rose to number one, 19 years after it was first published, and 5 years after my father's death. Throughout Michael Shara's 40-year career as an author, he had one goal above all others. What meant more to him than anything else was to leave something behind, something for which he would be remembered. Incredibly, he died believing he had failed. It has been 30 years since The Killer Angels was first published. In that time, it has come to be regarded as the finest Civil War novel and possibly one of the finest historical novels ever written. The praise for this book continues to be heard from presidents to four-star generals, from Civil War buffs to historians to schoolchildren, and yes, to the millions of visitors to Gettysburg, families just like ours who climb that hill held by Joshua Chamberlain or take that familiar walk in the footsteps of Louis Armistead. My father would be proud.